哈利路亚，奉主是圣名，我们继续下午的学习。
Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we continue our learning this afternoon.
那在下午呢，我们要用使徒保罗的一段记载来做彼此分享的内容。
This afternoon, we like to use a passage concerning Paul as our subject of encouragement.
啊，使徒保罗在新约圣经当中有着举足轻重的地位。
And Paul has irreplaceable position of importance in the New Testament.
啊，不管是在宣道上面，或者是在文字文学上面。他都是新约当中最重要的人物之一。
Whether in preaching the gospel or writing literature, he is one of the most important apostles.
在新约的27卷当中，将近有一半是保罗所写的。
Nearly half of the 27 New Testament books are written by Paul.
而福音的广传、教会的扩展跟保罗的侍奉也脱离不了关系。
The prosperity and development of the church is also directly related to Paul.
这样子的保罗在我们的心中是有能力的，是非常勇敢的。
This Paul is someone who is very brave in our minds.
他讲道有力量，他行神迹有神同在。
He speaks with power, and he has God's abidance when performing miracles and signs.
甚至在他的敌人的眼中，他也是强大而且令人恐惧的。
Even in the eyes of his enemies, he is great and fearful.
啊，他被称为那搅动天下。
He was deemed as one who turned the heavens upside down.
啊，这个是他的对手，他的敌人。给他的评价。
And this is the critique that his enemies had of him.
就是保罗所到的地方天翻地覆。
Wherever he went, he turned the heavens upside down.
保罗所到的地方神的大能显扬。
Wherever he went, God's great power was manifested.
但是这样子的一个勇敢而且强大的使徒保罗。
However, Paul, who is great and mighty.
圣经里面却特别有记载了他的恐惧跟害怕。
Has recordings of his fear in the Bible.
那到底什么事能够让这么勇敢的使徒感到害怕呢？
What can cause such a great apostle to be fearful?
什么事使他如此的恐惧？
What causes him to be terrified?
我们来看哥林多后书的第十二章。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多后书的第十二章的第十九节。
2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 19.
十九节。
Verse 19.
你们到如今还想我们是向你们分诉，我们本是在基督里当神面前说话。亲爱的弟兄啊，一切的事都是为造就你们。二十节。
20.
我怕我再来的时候见你们不合我所想望的，你们也见我不合你们所想望的，又怕有纷争、嫉妒、恼怒、结党、毁谤、谗言、狂傲、混乱的事。二十一节。
21.
且怕我来的时候，我的神叫我在你们面前惭愧，又因许多的人从前犯罪、行污秽、奸淫、邪荡的事，不肯悔改，我就忧愁啊。啊，在哥林多后书这里，保罗写信给哥林多教会的信徒。
Here Paul writes a letter to the church in Corinth.
在这里讲说，保罗说，我们所做的一切都是为了要造就教会，为了要造就信徒。
Paul writes so that he may edify the church and its members.
但是保罗说，当我一想到你们哥林多教会的信徒
，However, Paul says that when he thinks about the members in Corinth,
我就心中感到害怕，充满了恐惧。
He is filled with fear.
保罗到底在怕什么？
And what does he fear?
圣经里在这里告诉我们，保罗怕三项事情啊。
The Bible tells us that he is afraid of three things.
他说，我怕我再来的时候，你们不如我所想望的。
He fears that when he comes, he shall not find you as he left them.
我又怕你们中间有纷争、嫉妒、恼恨。
He fears that there be contentions and jealousies within them.
我且怕我来的时候，你们会叫我在你们面前羞愧。
Unless God will humble him before them.
所以在这里保罗说，我怕，我又怕，我还怕，我且怕啊。
Paul says, this I fear, and this, and that.
所以保罗面对哥林多教会，他是有恐惧的。
Facing the church in Corinth, Paul carries fear.
所以我们今天要从他的恐惧当中做我们今天信仰的思考。
Let us look upon this as our reflection.
如果今天保罗来到我们当中来面对我们教会，
If Paul comes among us today,
他想到我们的信徒，见到我们的侍奉，
When he sees our members and our servitude,
有没有什么事情会让他感到害怕，充满了恐惧呢？
Will anything fill him with terror?
在这里讲说，他第一个怕是怕来了以后，你们不是我所期望的。
He first fears that he shall not find them as he wishes to.
一个人信了耶稣，得到救恩，认识真理，得着圣灵之后，
After one has believed and received the gospel and the Holy Spirit,
自然而然走入信仰的道路，神对我们就有一个要求，并且有一个期盼。
Once we come on the spiritual journey, God has expectations of us.
这个期盼不但是神对我们每一个人。
And this is not only for every one of us.
同时也是教会的工人对教会信徒的一个期望。
There are expectations that the workers of the church have toward the members.
所以原本哥林多教会是一团混乱的。
The church in Corinth was in a state of chaos.
里面纷争结党，充满罪恶。
It was filled with sin and division.
信徒自高自大，不知悔改。
They were uplifted in their hearts and did not repent.
但是当保罗写信去，严严的责备他们。
But after Paul rebuked them severely.
保罗后来又写了哥林多后书给这间教会。
He later wrote 2 Corinthians for this church.
保罗说，我听见了。
Paul said, I have heard.
我听见你们改变。
I heard that you had changed.
我听见你们悔改。
I heard that you repented.
我听见你们的心被神的道理所刺透，而远离了那原本罪恶的道路。
Your heart, after being pierced by the word of God, has left the path of sin.
所以保罗在哥林多后书一开头是为他们感到感谢跟欢喜。
First, Paul was filled with joy for them.
如同看到自己的孩子脱离了错误的道路，重新回到父母的身边。
Just as a child when he leaves the path of sins and returns to his parents.
但是在这里保罗却说，我害怕啊。
Yet Paul says he is afraid.
害怕说我听见的跟有一天我到你那里所看见的是不一样的。
Yet Paul fears that one day when he visits them, he will not find them as he wishes.
那我会何等的失望，为你们会何等的难过呢？
Then he would feel very upset and disappointed.
所以今天作为真耶稣教会的信徒，
As members of the True Jesus Church,
我们每一个人都必须要对自己有一个要求，有一个期盼。
Let us hold ourselves up to a certain expectation.
就是让神看到我们的时候，没有感到难过，从来不会失望。
That is, when God sees us, let us not disappoint him.
我们来看腓立比书的第一章。
Let us turn to Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书的第一章。
Philippians 1.
第三节。
Verse 3.
腓立比书的一章三节。
Philippians 1 verse 3.
我每逢想念你们，就感谢我的神，第四节。
Four.
每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常常是欢欢喜喜的祈求，第五节。
Five.
因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音， 在这里，保罗写信给腓立比的教会。
Here Paul had written a letter to the church in Philippi.
腓立比的教会是保罗所亲爱的、所喜欢的。
The church in Philippi was beloved by Paul.
其实腓立比的教会非常的贫穷。
This church was very poor.
他的信徒也没有大的本领。
And his church did not have much spiritual gifts.
而且腓立比的教会常在大患难中。
It was often under great tribulation.
但是保罗说，我只要想到你们，我就感谢我天上的神。
Yet Paul thanks God upon every remembrance of them.
为什么呢？
Why is this?
因为腓立比的教会，他的信徒所活的生活，所行的表现，都已经符合了神跟保罗的期望。
It is because their lifestyle and their deeds have reached the expectations of Paul and God.
所以只要一想到他们就欢欢喜喜。
Therefore, he rejoices upon every remembrance of them.
但是我们如果做一个对比，
If we do a contrast,
对比腓立比教会，这个哥林多是非常有钱。
Compared to the church in Philippi, the church in Corinth is very wealthy.
因为哥林多是个经济大城。
Because it is a great city of trade.
哥林多教会的恩赐全备。
It has many, it has abundance of spiritual gifts.
因为里面有许多的人才。
And many great talents in the church.
但是让保罗一想到哥林多教会，常常是笑不出来。
Paul often cannot smile when he thinks upon the church in Corinth.
让他非常的担忧。
He is very worried for them.
因为很怕这间教会活不出耶稣基督的形象，达不到神对他们的标准。
He fears that this church cannot live out the image of Christ and cannot meet the expectations that God has for them.
所以从这里，我们第一个教会要努力的目标。
This tells us the first goal that a church must strive toward.
就是不要让工人感到担忧惧怕。
That is, we should not cause the workers of God to worry.
更不要让神因为我们而感到失望伤心。
We should not cause God to be disappointed because of us.
让我们每一个人都像腓立比教会的信徒。
May all of us be members in the church of Philippi.
让工人看到我们心中欢喜。
That when the workers of God see us, they may rejoice.
让神看到我们以我们为他的荣耀跟骄傲。
And may we be the glory of God when he looks at us.
在这里保罗告诉我们
Here Paul tells us.
我们看回来哥林多前书的第十二章。
Let's turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
后书哦。
2 Corinthians chapter 12.
十二章的第二十节。
Verse 20.
他说，我怕我再来的时候，见你们不合我所想望的，你们见我也不合你们所想望的。在这里保罗在这第一怕当中讲了两件事
And within this first fear, Paul says two points.
一个是保罗对这些信徒有一个盼望，有一个期许。
Paul has a certain expectation of these members.
希望这些门徒能够活出一个真实的基督的生活。
He hopes that they may live out true Christian lives.
可是在这里保罗说，我也怕。
However, Paul says he fears.
他说，我怕我到你们当中，你们见我不合你们所想望的。
He fears also that he shall be found by them as such as they do not wish.
这个到底在讲什么呢？
What is this referring to?
这里给我们做一个提醒
This is a reminder for us.
请问作为一个信徒
As a believer,
你对保罗，你对工人的期望到底是什么？
What do you expect within a worker of God?
他说，有的人是期望工人来讲好听的话，让人心中高兴的舒心的话。
Some people expect that workers of God can preach words pleasing to the ears.
所以他们的期望就是工人讲我要听，我想听，我愿意听的话。
Therefore, they anticipate that workers will say words, only words that they like to hear.
但是保罗说我做不到这样啊。
But Paul said he cannot do this.
我没有办法按照你所喜欢的讲让你高兴的话。
He says he cannot do according to their wishes to speak words that please them.
我们来看《使徒行传》的第二十章。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传的第二十章。
Acts chapter 20.
二十章的第十八节。
Verse 18.
十八节。
18.
他们来了，保罗就说：“你们知道，自从我到了亚西亚的日子以来，在你们中间始终为人如何？”十九节。
19.
服侍神，凡事谦卑，眼中有流泪，又因犹太人的谋害屡经试炼。二十节。
20.
你们也知道，凡与你们有益的，我没有一样避讳不说的，或在众人面前，或在个人家中，我都教导你们。在这里，保罗告诉当时的信徒。
Here Paul's the members at the time.
而告诉这些以弗所的长老说：“你们知道我这个工人是一个怎么样的人。”
He told the elders of Ephesus that they knew what type of man he was.
他说：“从起初到如今，我所讲的话、所教导的内容都是一样的。”
He says, "I have always preached the same content and lived in the same way."
啊，就是要让你们能够借着这属灵的话语而得着生命。
I have spoken in a manner so that you may receive life from the spiritual teachings.
所以保罗说，我所讲的是与你们有益有帮助的话。
He says he has spoken words that are helpful.
那我们今天也要做一个选择啊。
We also need to make a decision today.
你今天来到神面前学习圣经上的道理。
Today you have come before God to learn the teachings of the Bible.
你来聚会，参加聚会来听讲台上的信息。
You come to service and listen to the message from the pulpit.
你是要听你喜欢的，还是要听与你有益的？
Do you listen to what you like to hear, or do you listen to what is helpful to you?
啊，当然，我们在这里，大家心里一定说，我就是要听与我有帮助的啊。
And of course, we all say we want to listen to things that are helpful.
你会这样说，只是因为你还没有被扎到，还没有被针扎到啊。
You say this because you have not truly been pierced.
啊，你会觉得说啊，传道在讲那个谁啊，传道在讲那个谁啊，传道讲的真是对啊，这就是教会的问题呀。
And you agree with the preacher when he talks about the problems within the church.
好，我们就应该改。你看那些人都应该要去悔改。
You say yes, we should change. Those people should change.
等到有一天，你突然觉得说，耶，传道你讲谁呀你？
And until one day when you think about who exactly the preacher is referring to.
哟吼，这个内容越听越不对哦，这个有针对性哦。
And then you think that the preacher is referring to a certain someone.
哇，我们需要好好坐下来，这个探讨，你到底又听说了什么啊？
We need to sit down and have a discussion what exactly you heard.
有时候啊，当你听到了扎到你心的话语跟教导。
When you are struck to the heart by the teachings.
有时候我们的反应就不见得是一样的啦。
Then our reaction may not be the same as before.
所以你到底要听什么？
So what exactly do we wish to listen to?
使徒行传里面告诉我们啊。
Acts tells us.
使徒行传第二章里面告诉我们说，彼得起来讲了一篇正道。
In Acts chapter 2, Peter arose and preached.
结果众人觉得扎心，就悔改信了耶稣。
And many, the multitude were struck to the heart and believed.
啊，但是使徒行传第七章里面也讲了一篇正道。
In Acts chapter 7, there was also a sermon.
啊，斯蒂凡起来讲了一篇正道，众人砸心，就用石头把他打死。
Stephen stood up and preached. When the men were cut to the heart, they stood up and stoned him.
哦，所以当一个人听到信息被扎心，有两种不同的选择啊。
When men are struck to the heart or cut in the heart by the gospel, they have two decisions.
你可以选择问神说，我要怎么样行才能得救。
They have two options, and they need to. They can ask God, "What can I do to be saved?"
你也可以选择把这个传讲信息的人打死，你就不用再听到讨厌的信息。
Or you can choose to stone the man, so you no longer have to hear these teachings.
啊，感谢主啊！我自己本身呢、啊，到现在还没有遇到过哈、哦，讲到什么话题就离开的信徒啊。
Thank God that I have not yet met a member who leaves when he hears a message.
啊，但是我倒是有听过，有其他传道在讲，说有时候讲台一讲到什么，有的信徒就站起来，转身就离开了。
But I have heard of times when members have stood up and left from a sermon because of something they heard.
有一个传道说啊，他每次只要讲到这个十一捐要献给神这件事情啊，哇，就会有一个信徒转身起来，就站起来，转身就离开。
The one preacher said that every time he mentions that we need to offer tithe, there will always be a member who stands up and leaps.
哦，只要讲到说啊，你十一捐没有献上是抢夺神的物，他就生气啊。
When the preacher says that, if we do not offer tithe, we are robbing God, this member would leave.
哦，这个是圣经上的话哦。
And these are words from the Bible.
可是每次只要讲到十一捐，他就站起转身离开会堂。
Yet each time tithe is mentioned, this believer stands up, turns around, and leaves.
为什么不喜欢啊？
Because he does not like to hear it.
不想奉献啊？
And he does not want to offer.
不希望良心被责备啊？
He does not want his conscience to be pierced.
所以最好的方式就是拒绝这样的信息。
So the best decision, the best choice for him is to reject the message.
所以在这里保罗说，我真的很害怕啊。
Therefore, Paul says he fears.
他说：“我害怕你们对我有错误的期望跟认知啊。”
He fears that they have a misunderstanding of him.
因为对保罗来说
，For to Paul,
作为一个工人，我们的工作从来不是讨信徒的喜欢。
A worker of God, the work of a servant of God is never to be found pleasing to men.
我们的工作是要使信徒有得救的盼望。
Rather, it is to give members the hope of salvation.
哦，所以保罗说，我不知道你们会不会喜，不管你们喜不喜欢啊。
So Paul says, whether you like it or not.
他说，只要对你们有益的，我通通一概没有任何的隐藏。
Paul says that he will not hide anything that is helpful to them.
请问今天我们对讲台的信息，对教会的信息的期望是什么？
May I ask what sort of expectations we have of the message from the pulpit?
是要讲一些你好我好大家好你高兴我简单的一些讲道的内容吗？
Should we only talk about content that makes you happy and makes my life easier?
还是要听一些使我们能够校正我们的脚步走在平安的道上最后有得救把握的信息呢？
Or should we talk aboutthe message that will bring us peace and eternal life.
啊，作为一个传道者，有时候我会去看一下其他教会的其他基督教派的电视的布道啊。
As a preacher, I would sometimes view television evangelism.
啊，因为很好奇啊，哇，这种布道啊，成千上万的人在看。他们到底在传讲一些什么样的信息
？I wonder what type of message is being preached to thousands and tens of thousands.
啊，甚至有些信徒会来跟传道说啊。
Some members will come to the preacher and tell me.
传道啊，你看啊，那个哪某某某布道家讲的多好啊。
They will say, preacher, do you know this certain evangelist is, he speaks so well.
哦，所以我们就去看一看别人到底有什么优点，我们也可以学习改进，不是吗？
So I try to look and see what strengths he has to correct myself.
啊，后来我发现一件事情啊。
Later, I realized.
啊，是这些电视福音布道家，他们的口才大部分都非常好。
These TV evangelists are often, very articulate.
啊，真的啊，他们那一篇讲章，让你笑就笑，要你哭就哭啊。
And when they speak, they can move crowds to laughter and to tears.
哎，但是我发现说，当中的信息为什么常常使众人都喜欢呢？
But why exactly is their message so pleasing to men?
因为他常常在你为自己的罪恶痛苦悔改的时候，给了你一条容易的出路啊。
It is because they often give you an easy way out when you are in your struggle with sin.
他告诉你说你错了。
They tell you you are wrong.
你得罪了神了。
You have sinned against God.
你走在黑暗当中。
You walk in darkness.
啊，当听的人为自己的罪恶感到难过流泪。
And when these people shed tears and feel sorry for their sins,
他就为他们打开了一扇大门。
He opens wide great doors for them.
你会流泪，表示神在你心中动工。
He says you shed tears because God's working in you.
你感到痛苦，因为圣灵在你里面发动。
You feel bad because the Holy Spirit is moving in you.
感谢主，你们通通得赦免了。
He says, thank God, you are all forgiven.
结果原本那个哀伤痛悔的心，突然发觉，哎，我被赦免自由了。
And this heart that was sorrowful for their sins, believes that it has been forgiven.
啊，所以啊，就开开心心的离开会堂。
They leave the chapel happily.
然后轻轻易易的又回到原来的生活。
And easily return to their own lives.
反正下个星期又能够简简单单的得着了赦免。
Because next week they can easily receive forgiveness again.
哦，所以啊，这个门打得非常开啊。
These doors are pushed wide open.
但是大家很喜欢听啊。
And everyone loves to hear.
没有叫我要改变啊。
No one tells them to change.
没有叫我要走正路啊。
No one tells me that I need to walk on the right path.
没有叫我要过着征战的生活啊。
No one tells me that I need to live a life of warfare.
我只要感到难过，我的罪恶就全部赦免，神又再次的爱我了。
As long as I feel guilty, then I can receive forgiveness and God loves me.
这种信息你喜不喜欢？
Do you like to hear this message?
如果这是真的，这种信息我也喜欢啊。
If it was true, I would also like it.
谁喜欢天天活在征战当中？
Who likes to live in warfare?
谁喜欢这样痛苦挣扎，要脱离罪恶的辖制？
And who likes to struggle with sin?
啊，但是问题是这个信息是错误的啊。
But the truth is, this message is wrong.
让听见的人反而失去了得救的机会。
This message causes the hearers to lose a chance at salvation.
所以保罗说我很害怕。
Therefore, Paul says he is afraid.
因为当我再来到哥林多教会的时候，
he fears less when he comes back to the church.
我所带给你们的是一模一样十字架的救恩跟得救的信息。
He fears that when he comes to them once again, he will bring the message of the cross to them.
我好怕这不是你们的期望。
And he fears that this is not what they expect.
哦，所以我们的弟兄姐妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
今天我们既然走上信仰的道路，希望得到拥有得救的把握。
Since we walk on the path of salvation and want to have the assurance of eternal life,
我们就要建立正确的期望才可以。
We need to adjust our expectations.
对圣经上的道理。
Our expectations concerning the teachings of the Bible.
你所期望的不是让你听了开心的信息。
You should not expect messages that will make you happy.
对信仰上的道路。
Concerning the spiritual path.
你所期望的不是物质上的丰富或者是健康上的帮助。
You should not expect material abundance or good health.
你对工人只有一个期望。
You should have only one expectation of God's workers.
就是诚诚实实的讲诵圣经上的道理。
That is their honesty in preaching the word of God.
你对神只有一个期望。
You have only one expectation of God.
就是牵住你的手，引领你直走到天国的大门。
That is to guide you hand in hand. Until you reach the doors of heaven.
那所以你有这样正确的期望。
And only when you have this correct expectation.
你的信仰的道路就是有机会而且有把握的。
Can you have an assurance in the spiritual journey?
我们看回来哥林多后书的十二章。
Let's turn back to 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
十二章的第二十节。
Chapter 12, verse 20.
二十节的后半段啊。
The latter half of verse 20.
他说：“我又怕有纷争、嫉妒、恼怒、结党、毁谤、谗言、狂傲、混乱的事啊。”在这里是保罗的第二怕啊。
Here is the second fear of Paul.
他怕什么啊？
What does he fear?
他怕当他来到教会所看到的仍然是纷争结党一团混乱。
He fears that when he comes to church, he will continue to see contentions and outbursts.
因为原本的哥林多教会就是这样。
Because this was what was apparent in the original church in Corinth.
要钱财有钱财。
They had wealth.
要人才有人才。
And they had talents.
但是很可惜的是什么都有，就是神不在其中啊。
They had everything with them except God's abidance.
为什么神不在其中呢？
Why was not God with them?
我们来看哥林多前书的第一章啊。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书的第一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 1.
第一章的第 十节。
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 10.
他说：“弟兄们，我借我们主耶稣基督的名劝你们，都说一样的话，你们中间也不可分党，只要一心一意彼此相合。”十一节。
11.
因为格莱士家里的人曾对我提起弟兄们来说，你们中间有纷争啊。而在这里讲说啊，他们有些人说我是属保罗，有些人说我是属亚波罗的。
Some in the church say I am of Paul or I am of Apollos.
所以在教会里面就出现了纷争、结党、分门别类的冲突。
And therefore conflicts arose from contentions and divisions.
所以保罗很生气。
Therefore Paul was angry.
保罗说：“我有帮你们钉十字架吗？”
Paul said, "Was I crucified for you?"
你们是靠我保罗才能够得救吗？
Were you saved by the name of Paul?
如果不是，那你跟着我干什么？
If not, why do you follow me?
我又不能让你得救。
I cannot save you.
所以啊，保罗在哥林多前书严严的责备当时的信徒。
Paul sternly rebuked the members of Corinth.
因为他们以人为神来分门别类啊。
Because they had contentions among one another by viewing men as gods.
但是在这里保罗说我还是很害怕啊。
And Paul continues to say that he is still afraid.
他说虽然我已经听见你们改变了。
Although I heard you have changed.
啊，但是我很怕我到你们当中我会失望哦。
But I fear that when I come among you, I will be disappointed.
一间教会如果是纷争结党，各种的恼怒嫉妒。
If a church has contentions and jealousies,
或者是当中的各项的毁谤、谗言、八卦传来流去，
or backbitings and whisperings and conceits,
他说这样子的教会就没有办法见到神的能力跟存在。
Such a church cannot see the abidance or manifestation of God.
因为这个教会中间充满了纷争，就失去了神的同在跟神的爱。
When a church is filled with division, it loses God's abidance and love.
而一间没有神的爱的教会，自然就没有神的能力跟恩典。
A church void of God's love does not have God's power or grace.
所以这是今天教会当中的一个危机。
This is a crisis within the church.
人都有伟大的心呐。
Each man has a heart of arrogance.
这个就是人性。
And this is human nature.
哦，所以你看啊，连那个门徒都要吵一吵，看看谁才是最大的啊。
Even the disciples quarrel over who should be greater.
路加福音的22章里面，门徒在争执谁才是老大。
In Luke chapter 22, the disciples argued who is the greater.
啊，但是主耶稣说，你们当中不可以这个样子啊。
And Jesus said you should not be like this.
哦，所以啊，有两个门徒啊，这个雅各跟约翰啊。
Two disciples, James and John.
跑到主耶稣的面前哦。
They came before Lord Jesus.
这两个家伙走后门哦，私下要跟主耶稣瞧一瞧啊。
And they want to talk to Jesus under the table.
哦，说主耶稣啊，你得国的时候，我们两兄弟啊，一个坐左边，一个坐右边哦。
They said, Jesus, when you are glorified, one of us should sit on the left and one should sit on the right.
结果啊，谋事不密呀，啊，被发现了。
And they were unwittingly discovered.
这种黑箱作业被别的被别的使徒知道了。
And this type of secret dealing was discovered by the other disciples.
你看哦，这些门徒哦，那个连哦连做政客都有点缺乏能力啊。啊不啊那个啊没事啊啊这些门徒啊，你看连耍手段都不会啊。
The disciples cannot even be sneaky.
哇，那个才刚讲完，其他门徒就生气过来要打人啊。
Right after they finished speaking, the other disciples came over upset.
吵成一团啊。
And they began to quarrel.
你们这两个家伙太可恶了。
You two are much too evil.
偷偷摸摸的，你跟主耶稣讲什么？
What did you secretly tell Jesus?
你一个坐左边，一个坐右边，那我们剩下十个坐哪里？
If you one of you sits on the right and one of you sits on the left, where will we sit?
人就是喜欢争这个位置啊。
We like to fight for a spot.
人都喜欢被尊重。
Each man likes to be respected.
大家都喜欢坐高位。
We want to sit in high places.
但是主耶稣怎么说？
But what does Jesus say?
主耶稣说，这是外邦人所求的。
Jesus says these things are requested by the Gentiles.
再解释一下哦。
And I will expound upon this.
意思就是什么？
What does it mean?
如果你在追求这些，你可能是信耶稣的外邦人啊。
If
信耶稣外邦人啊，
if
洗过礼的外邦人啊。
If you pursue after these things, then you are a believing Gentile.
这主耶稣说这是外邦人求哦。你求这些，你不就是外邦人啊？
These things are pursued by the Gentiles. Then, if you pursue them, you are a Gentile.
如果来到神家里还在争高位，想要踩在人家的脑袋上面。
If in the church you still wish to contend over the higher places,
希望拼命往上爬，拜托拜托，大家投我一票，二号二号啊！
You step over others and you ask people to vote for you.
或许你就是一个洗完礼信主多年的外邦人啊。
Then perhaps you are a Gentile who had been previously baptized.
到最后得救与你有没有相关，可能是一个很大的问号哦。
And it will be a great question whether or not you will be saved.
所以在这里讲说，保罗说我好怕看到你们中间纷争结党，各样的恼怒，还有传言谣言到处乱讲。
Paul fears that there will be and contentions and outbursts of wrath within them.
保罗讲了这么多，教会当中到底是什么问题？
Paul talked about so many things. What exactly is the problem of the church?
其实就是一个问题而已啊。
It boils down to one problem.
就是教会当中没有爱啊。
That is, there is no love within the church.
缺乏爱。
They lack love.
所以因为没有爱，就会彼此伤害。
Because of lack of love, they hurt one another.
因为没有爱，就会彼此相争。
Because there is no love, there are contentions.
因为没有爱，所以就充满了嫉妒跟恼恨。
Because there is no love, then they are filled with hate and jealousy.
因为如果有爱，你看不到这些的啊。
For if there were love, then you would not see these things.
你看，在我的家中啊。
Within my household.
我太太会弹钢琴。
My wife plays the piano.
我女儿会弹钢琴。
My daughter plays the piano.
我儿子会弹钢琴。
My son plays the piano.
就是我这个一家之主不会弹钢琴。
And me, the head of the household, does not play. I do not play piano.
我会生气吗？
Do I become angry?
跟我女儿讲说，再弹钢琴打死你哦。
Do I tell my daughter if you play piano, I'll beat you to death?
我会嫉妒吗？
Am I jealous?
把钢琴卖掉，让你没有钢琴可以弹。
Do I sell the piano so you do not have piano to play?
不可能啊。
It is impossible.
虽然爸爸自己不会。
Although the father does not know how to play.
但是我孩子比我更强，我感到非常的荣幸。
But when my children are better than me, then I feel very happy about it.
因为当中有爱。
Because there is love within.
有爱就没有嫉妒。
With love, there's no jealousy.
没有嫉妒，就不会有背后的谣言、传言跟八卦。
And with no jealousy, there'll be no backbiting or whisperings.
有爱就不会纷争。
With love, there's no division.
全部是一家人，有什么好争的？
If we are one family, what is there to contend about?
所以啊，保罗，所以主耶稣在离世升天以前。
Before Jesus ascended to heaven.
在约翰福音的十七章这最后的祷告当中。
And within his last prayer recorded in John chapter 17.
他就不断地求父啊，求你使他们能够合一，能够同心啊。
He prayed, Father, that they may be one.
因为教会当中如果不会合一。
For if a church is not unified.
教会就成为了社会。
Then the church becomes
no different than society.
No different than society.
如果教会当中不能同心，
if a church cannot be unified,
教会当中就缺少了神爱的滋润，
and they lack
the nourishment.
The nourishment that comes from God.
如果教会当中没有爱，
if love, there is no love in the church.
人生活着跟在地狱当中没有什么两样。
There's no difference than living in hell.
千万不要以为我们今天人来到会堂就一定是身在天国啊。
Let us not falsely believe that if we come to the church, we are in heaven.
如果来到教会仍然充满了嫉妒、恼恨、纷争、结党、谗言、毁谤、狂傲、混乱。你是在地狱当中啊。
If when you come to church, it is full of contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, and selfish ambitions, then you are in hell.
所以我们每一个人都要努力 将神的爱带进这个家庭。
Let us work hard to bring love within the church.
要怎么做呢？
How should we go about it?
我们看哥林多后书的第五章。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书的第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
五章的第十四节。
Verse 14.
十四节。
14.
这里说，原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为那替他们死而复活的主来活。在这里保罗告诉我们啊，
Here Paul tells us，
你怎么样能够从教会当中除去嫉妒纷争？
How do we rid contentions and jealousies from the church？
你怎么样除掉纷争结党？
How do we get rid of divisions？
你怎么从心中除掉各种的恶意以及八卦以及在背后讲别人的闲话？
How do we get rid of our ambitions and backbitings？
这里讲说，愿基督的爱激励我们啊。
Here it reminds us that may the love of God compel us。
圣经里从来没有说啊，你要努力爱人哦，不是这样讲啊。
The Bible does not tell us you need to work hard to love men.
你要多爱人一点，你要多爱人一点，我们就是一个爱的家庭。圣经可不是这样子说的。
The Bible does not say you should love men a little more.
因为人的爱常常是有选择的。
Because men's love is
selective. 我们常爱那些可爱的。
We love those that are adorable.
对那些不可爱的，对不起，爱不下去啊。
And those that are not lovable, we do not love.
人的爱常常是有限的。
Men's love is limited.
我在能够做到的范围里，我可以爱你。
Within my limitations, I love you.
啊，但是啊，我自己有困难，对不起，我爱不下去了啊。
But when I meet difficulties, I'm sorry, I can't love you.
人的爱是没有定向的，没有人的爱是不稳定的。
Man's love is unstable.
哦，你说啊，我们讲的什么？哦 ，my best friend 啊，我的最好的朋友，今年是，明年可能就不是啦。
Someone may be our best friend this year, but it may not be so next year.
因为人的爱常常会改变。
Because men's love changes.
所以怎么办呢？
So what should we do?
圣经上的观念是，你要被基督的爱所激励啊。
The Bible tells us that we should be compelled by God's love.
如同在加拉太书里面讲啊。
As it says in Galatians.
啊，说啊，我们来看加拉太书哦。
Let's turn to Galatians.
我们看加拉太书的第二章
Galatians chapter 2
第二十节
Verse 20
二十节后半段说，我如今在肉生活，是为信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己啊。所以啊，在这里保罗告诉我们啊，
Here Paul tells us.
他说：“当你认识到说耶稣为你舍己
，When you understand that Jesus has laid His life for you，
不只是知识上的知道
，And you do not only know it as a piece of knowledge，
而是内心当中的触动
，But you are compelled within your heart。
你被神的爱所充，被激励而充满
，You are stirred up and filled with the love of God。
你自然能够去爱所有的。”不管可不可爱
，You will love all, lovable or not.
在教会里面，当所有的人对你来说都是可爱的
，When everyone in the church is lovable to you，
自然这个纷争结党就从你的内心世界挪去了
，And this contention will be moved away from your heart.
你也爱保罗
，You love Paul.
你也爱彼得
，You love Peter.
你也爱亚波罗
，You love Apollos.
你看每一个工人都很可爱
，And you see that each worker of God is very lovable.
你看每个信徒都很可爱。
And each member is lovable.
大家都很可爱，你怎么纷争结党啊？
And if everyone is so lovable, how will there be any divisions in church?
所以教会纷争结党，唯一的主要原因就是爱不够。
The main reason why there are divisions in the church is because there's a lack of love.
爱不够，自然就有高下之分啊。
And if there's not enough love, then there will be someone in a higher place and others in a lower place.
所以这是保罗的第二怕。
This is the second fear of Paul.
就是怕教会的信徒没有被神的爱所激励。
That he fears that the members of the church are not compelled by the love of Christ.
第三怕。
The third fear.
哥林多后书的十二章第二十一节。
Second Corinthians chapter 12 verse 21.
二十一节。
21.
且怕我来的时候，我的神叫我在你们面前惭愧，
又因许多人从前犯罪行污秽奸淫邪荡的事不肯悔改，这是保罗的三怕，第三怕。
This is the third fear of Paul.
怕什么？
What does he fear?
怕信徒的真实生命没有改变。
He fears that the lives of the members have not been transformed.
所以保罗现在又拓展了他对信徒的要求啊。
Here Paul, expands on his expectations for the members.
不只是怕他们在教会里面没有好的表现。
He does not only fear that they do not have good behavior within the church.
更扩张到他们日常生活的真实信仰啊。
It is expanded into their daily lives outside of the church.
他说当我来到这里啊。
He says, when I come again.
你们在教会里面可能又温柔又善良，大家又和气。
Perhaps everyone is kind and gentle, and there's harmony within the church.
但是你们真实的生活呢？
But what about your daily living?
你们在世上的表现呢？
What about your behavior outside in the world?
你们在外邦人的眼前能够使主的名得到称赞吗？
Can others glorify you?
Glorify God. 所以在这里是保罗对他们的第三个要求啊。
This is Paul's third expectation for them.
就是改变不能只在外表。
We should not only transform on the surface level.
而是要让人真正看见你的不同啊。
Rather, we must allow others to see that we are truly different.
希望说所有的信徒能够从内心世界里面影响到他生活上的每一个角落。
He hopes that the change within their hearts can cause changes within every corner of their lives.
不管保罗在不在他们当中，
whether or not Paul is with them.
不管信徒是不是在会堂里面，
whether or not the members are within the church.
不管旁边有没有其他的信徒，
whether or not there are members next to them.
都能够活出一个真实的改变人生。
He hopes that they can live a truly transformed life.
能够认知到自己的软弱。
And to understand their weaknesses.
能够靠主有力量悔改得赦免。
To rely on God for power to repent.
最后借着圣灵的帮助，能够展开一条新生命的道路来。
And through the help of the Holy Spirit, they can make out for themselves a new path.
所以保罗不是只有要求他们在教会当中有爱。
Paul does not only expect them to have love within the church.
更要求他们在生命当中不断的长进，而且一定要成长。
He requires that they continue to grow outside the church.
信仰的路一定要向下扎根。
Our spiritual life should take root downwards.
但是你不能向下扎根而已啊。
But you cannot only take root downwards.
你还要向上结果，向上成长才可以结果。
You need to grow upwards and bear fruit upwards.
你说啊，我要结出一朵美丽的花来。
You say I want to sprout a beautiful flower.
但是我拼命扎根，往下努力扎根。
And I am trying so hard to take root downwards.
我天天灵修，日日灵修，夜夜灵修，时时灵修。
I cultivate day and night and every moment.
结果，但是我的生活没有改变，我的行为没有改变。
Yet my lifestyle and my actions do not change.
这种知识上的累积对你我是没有任何的帮助的。
This accumulation of wealth is not helpful to you or to me.
所以要扎，要有隐藏的扎根功夫。
We need to have the hidden trainings of bearing going root downwards.
自然而然会有向上成长的生命表现。
Then naturally we'll have manifestations of life upwards.
最后就能结出荣神益人的美好果实来。
We'll be able to bear fruits that glorify God and edify man.
所以在这里保罗告诉哥林多教会的信徒。
Here Paul tells the church, the members of the church in Corinth.
我一想到要在你们当中，我就感到害怕。
That when he thinks that he will be among them, he fears.
为什么保罗会害怕？
Why does Paul fear?
因为保罗真的爱他们。
Because Paul truly loves them.
他好怕说这些信徒没有改变更新，没有结出生命的果子。
He fears that these members are not transformed, renewed, and they do not bear fruit.
就失去了得救的机会了。
And they will lose the chance to be saved.
所以求主耶稣帮助我们每一个人。
May the Lord Jesus Christ help each one of us.
让教会的工人想到我们的时候不会害怕。
So that when God's workers think of us, they will not fear.
而是充满了喜悦。
Rather, they will be filled with joy.
更要让神看到我们的时候不会失望。
And moreover, when God sees us, He will not be disappointed.
能够以我们每一个人都为他的骄傲。
And we will be His pride and His glory.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing Him.
我们来唱诗46首。
Let us sing Him 46.